All right. It is 3:30 a.m. on July 15th, 2021. And this is Basketball This Week Done Quickly. Sorry for the pauses. As soon as I started talking, my lungs are like, oh, what's wrong with you? Why are you talking? So, anyway, my bad. So that was a pretty interesting game four. Very close. It wasn't... So far, all of these games have only been close for about a quarter, or about a quarter and a half, and then kind of went in one direction. This game stayed pretty tight the whole way. A lot of that is that Phoenix just isn't taking advantage of their opportunities. you can decide why that is. My attempt to not rag on a particular player on this podcast is... No, I'm just going to be real. Chris Paul had an awful game, and he is in large part the reason why the Suns lost that game. Whenever they would get up by a couple of baskets, he would decide that was his opportunity to try to take the game over. Or not a couple of baskets, a couple of possessions, I should say. And he was not able to take the game over. In fact, he, any situations he pretty much missed every time, had a lot of turnovers, had a lot of misses, after dominating the ball for almost the whole shot clock. And, it kept Milwaukee in the game. Like, let's be real. It kept the Bucks in the game for sure. Wasn't obviously one player, but, Devin Booker had 40 points and played pretty good defense. Booker's man was Drew, and Drew had a terrible game. He was Chris Paul's man too at times, so I'll just be real. But Booker, they were hiding Booker on Drew because Drew was playing so badly that because theoretically, Booker is a bad defender. He's actually, at this point, he's worked his way up to being average, I would say. He has his moments where he's good. That's what I would say about Book these days. But, overall, he's not the best defender, so they still hide him quite often. But they're also having to hide Chris Paul now, too. So him and Connington are... Drew and Connington are kind of the targets where they flip off. And Connington wasn't playing very good today, so Chris Paul got to hide on Connington. And they did hide Booker on Drew, but Booker still managed to get in foul trouble. But anyway, like I was saying, I'm just rambling at this point. Like I was saying, Booker poured in 40 points. He was very good. Ayton didn't have a high-scoring game. But he did pull down 16, 17 rebounds and like contested rebounds, like rebounds he fought for. He did have a couple of bad turnovers too, but he had that got blocked in a way where people are kind of, when they start debating if that was the best block in the playoffs of all time, never a great look for you. And that Giannis block on him was it's up there. I don't think it is, but I don't think somebody bringing it up and deciding to debate it is unreasonable for sure. I mean, it was unreasonable debate when I saw it. So yeah. It's for sure. I say it's for sure, but I mean, it's obviously there's a lot of factors in a game and a loss, but you know who me the fan instead of me the quote unquote journalist is putting this one on. And you can decide for yourself if you want to agree with me as the fan or me as a journalist, quote unquote, because I don't get paid, so I guess I'm not a journalist. So yeah, that that was a game that I think the Suns probably should have won, and they just let it get away from them. And the Bucks, you know, they haven't always been the grittiest team this year, but or this playoffs. But it's almost like, you know, I would go to the point to say that they found something against Atlanta that they didn't really have. They found some grit, and they definitely had that grit today, and they fought back in the fourth quarter. And once they took a lead, they did not let it go. Or once they took a lead of more than 5 points, which is all they managed in the first half. But, you know, once they got that 4 point lead in the fourth quarter, man, they turned it to 9, and then I think it ended up being 11. And I would have to go look at the final score, but once the Bucks pulled ahead there, they did not mess around anymore. Giannis is definitely the Finals MVP. I don't know if he's going to win the award, because the award almost always goes to the winner of the series, except once in history. But if LeBron didn't get it, what was that, like 2000? I don't remember the date anymore. But if LeBron didn't get it, I think in 2000, I'm saying 16. I don't think that's right. There was a year where LeBron was clearly the best player on either team by a wide margin, and he didn't get it. So if he didn't get it, then I don't know if Giannis is going to get it, but he sure looks like the best player out there to me by leaps and bounds. And that block is, like I said, the block is amazing. Going to be talked about for quite a while. The Bucks just played gritty basketball. They didn't have a good game, but they just ruined the game. They just made the game a mess. And you know, this is the first time the Suns have had a game just become a mess on them. They've had some bad games and they've lost them, but this is a game where the Bucks just decided, we're going to play dirty ball. We're going to play messy ball. And they made it messy. And they won the game. So good on the Bucks. Series is all tied. This is going to go 6. I'm getting really into this one now. I'm really excited to see game 5. And let's keep this train rolling. Let's keep this series rolling. All right. I will talk to y'all after game 5. Goodbye, my beautiful friends. Friends come out at night. 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 Discos don't open to after dark, and it ain't till 12 till the party really starts. And I always had to be home by 10, right before the fun was about to begin. Crowds of people lined up inside and out, just one reason, to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere, cause the friends come out at night. The friends come out at night. The friends come out at night. Freaks come out. The friends come out at night. 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 Freaks come out. The friends come out at night. Now when freaks get dressed to go out at night, they like to wear leather jackets, chains and spikes. They wear rips and zippers all in their shirts, real tight pants and fresh mini skirts. All kinds of colors running through their hair, and you could just about spot a freak anywhere. But then again, you could know someone all their life and might not know they're a freak unless you see them at night. Cause
the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
Freaks come out.
The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
Now the party's jumping, the place is packed, and when the crowd's like this, I'm ready to rap. But before I could buzz around on the mic, freaks are all over me like white on rice. Freaks come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, but what I like about them most is that they're real good lovers. They do it in the park, they do it in the dark, but most freaks are known for breaking hearts. You can never tell what a freak is thinking of, and you may never catch a freak without at least one glove. They don't walk, when they step, they strut, and 9 times out of 10, they drive you nuts. So take my advice, you don't stand a chance. Freaks are so bad, they got their own dance. So if you wanna live a nice, quiet life, do yourself a favor, don't come out at night. Cause
the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
The freaks come out.
The freaks come out at night.
Hut, hut,
the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night.
Hut, hut, hut,
the freaks come out at night.
The freaks come out.
The freaks come out at night.
hut one, hut two, hut, 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 hut.
Come out at night.